Vayidaber Elikim El Moshe Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. You could say that Vayidaber Elikim Midas Hadin was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that don't worry, Ani Hashem, that in the Midas Hadin Alein is Rachamim. The Chidor brings down a shot, Elikim, in this pasuk is Rosh HaTevis. Amarta Loma Hari Oysa, you complained Loma Hari Oysa? You're going to be an anarch, that you're not going to be the one to be zoicha to master them to Eretz Yisrael because you complained. Of course, we have Parshas and Chazal says it was because of Chet Meimeriva, was why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't zoicha. Now Hashem says Avtocha, and it's four lashonis of Geula. Vaytzeiti eschem, v'itzalti eschem, v'ga'alti eschem, v'lakachti eschem. Every one of these lashonis is mesamel in Inyan, a darva in the Geula. The Mepharshim talk about it a lot, that each level, Haitzah, Hitzalti, Gaalti, Lakachti, it's a different level in the Geula. And then there's a fifth lashon, Veiveiti Eschem El Ha'aretz, Asher Nesati Es Yadi. Veiveiti. Getting into Eretz Yisrael, that's also a shlav in the Geula. It's a later on shlav. When we drink Arba Koisis, there's a Takana Derabonon. The Mishnah says in Pesachim that Tzadites, that there's a Takana Derabonon to drink Dalit Koisis on Leila Seder. The Dalit Koisis, Shtein the Yerushalmi, Rashi brings it over there, in the Rashbab, Rabbi Yochanan Oimer, that the Dalit Kaisis is connected to the Dalit Lashonis of Geula. And the truth is we have a fifth Kais, we call it Kais Shel Eliyahu, and the reason why we call it Kais Shel Eliyahu, I don't know if Eliyahu comes to drink it, but it's called Kais Shel Eliyahu because we have a suffix. There's a fifth Lashon of Eivesi. Maybe we should have a Kais connected that Lashon also. So we pour it, but we're Mesupik. And Eliyahu Hanavi, Heiku, Tishbi Yitaras Kushas Yivoyt, Eliyahu Hanavi is going to be Machriya if the sack is supposed to be the fifth kite also. That's what we have, the four kites, and then the fifth kite. That's why it's Kaisel Eliyahu. Why not Gedalit Kaisis of Yain? First of all, why not Gedalit Kaisis? They could have said Dalit anything. Any other Michael. Dalit Egoizim, Dalit Tapuche Adama, Dalit Matis. What's that for Dalit Kaisis? And also, Nanich is a drink, why Dafke Yayin? So the emes is there are four matzahs. For those that are noyig, I think Reuva Klal Yisrael is noyig like that, like Darizal, that we have three matzahs, right? Not like the Goyim, who have two matzahs, and you break the middle matzah, so there's four matzahs. So, nu kenam all dine, under his organ is out there. Aber bepastis, the Dalit Kaisis is because the Indian of Kais Yayin. Yayin is Mesamo, Abba Sakodesh Baruch Hu Taos. Mazkira Doidecha Miyayin, the Yayin is Mesamo, Sakodesh Baruch Hu Taos, Abba the Klal Yisrael. That's the Indian of the Dalit Kaisis Shol Yayin. The Meshachach was Meirich, that the Indian of the why Dafka Dalit Kaisis Shol Yayin, he says because Yayin is the secret why Klal Yisrael always remains separated from the rest of the Umas. Chazal were Mesakin, that they asked Yayin Akum. Al Yeno Mishum Bitom, so we shouldn't come to be Nichshal and be Nisarab with the Goyim. So wine was the cutoff point that separated. We now let always through the history in Klal Yisrael, the Yid, that would have to have hands arise with the Goyim, and even with the Malucha of the Goyim. He always had to be careful not to drink from the Yayin. This was a point of separation. And the Meshachot Marayt, that's why we say in the Haggadah, we say, V'hisha Omdala V'seinu, we pick up the wine. Pashup Shat V'hisha Omdala V'seinu means, it's a Hemshech. We just said in the Haggadah, Baruch Shoymer Haftachot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Haftachot that he's going to keep us alive. V'hisha Omdala, this Haftachot is what kept us alive. The Haftachot. There's another pshat, the here, the Rosh HaTevis, the Shisha Sevi Mishnah, Chamisha Chom Shei Torah, Teres HaDibris, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Echot. But the Meshech Chokmah says, no, we pick up the wine, and we're saying, Vehisha Omda, the wine. The fact that all through the generations, we never mixed wine with the Goyim. That's what kept us. A lot of times, the Yidden thought, and this was true 200 years ago, when the Haskalah started, they thought that the reason we're having Tzoras is because we're separated. Farkar, we have to yet be like the Goyim. In your house be a Jew, but our Fakir be like the Goyim. That will be Makar of them, and then we'll be like them. And the mistake was no. Punt Fakir, that's when the Goyim all the more came and tried to keep them separated, to remind them that no, even the assimilated Yidden, you know, especially in the Holocaust, even the assimilated Yidden, you thought you're going to be like us. No, you're a Yid. You have to be reminded. And it's better to have the separation that we keep and be the mitzvahs and not drink their wine. And that will keep us separated, and we don't need the Goyim to come remind us that they belong to Minam. So that's the Indak of the Yayin. And that's the Pshat also, it says, the reason Klal Yisrael was saved to go out of Mitzrayim, famous Chazal, Shalashinu, Es Lashoinam, Es Malbushim, Es Shmoisam. Spoke about elastic a little bit. They kept certain things, Lashoinam, Malbushim, Shmoisam. On the other hand, it's the Chapel, it says that they were in the Memtet Shari Tumah. The Yidden weren't doing so ay. They were in the Mem Tet Shari Tumah. Kemat, if they would have stayed longer, they would have went down to the Nun Shari Tumah. It would be too late to take them out. They were holding by the Yuta Tachtoinu. But on the other hand, Shaleshinu Lishoinu. Bashteta. So there's a bar, they say over there, Shinu Zemes and Talman used to say, you could be called Chaskel and speak only Yiddish and wear a strangle, which is Lishoinu, Abusham, and Shmoisam. But you could still be in the Mem Tet Shari Tumah. It's not a fear, just because you're Chaskel and you're a Shmaimel and you're not Yiddish. You could be in the Mem Tet Shari Tumah. But on the other hand, what's going to save you, in spite of the fact that you're in the Mem Tet Shari Tumah, is Taka Bad Gufa of Shaleshinu et Lashoinu Mabushim and Shmoisim. That separation, that cutoff line, that Loishinu Mabushim Shmoisim, that first your name is Chaskel and it's Yiddish and it's the High Mashiach. So you're holding Mem Tet Shari Tumah, but that's what's going to save you. So that's the two ends. But on the other hand, on one hand, they were in Mem Tet Shari Tumah, but on the other hand, they knew that they had to be separated. So that's the Baal of the Shoinus of Geula. We know, we spoke about, Yerushalmi brings down, in the beginning of Erev Pesachim, Rabbi Yochanan Taka says that the Baal of Kaisis is connected to the Baal of the Shoinus of Geula. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says no, it's connected to the Kaisis of Paroi. In Parshas Miketz, when there's the Chaloim of the Sara Mashkim, it says Kais Paroi four times. If you count it out, it says it five times. Maybe only the three in the dream, and the one in the Tirgum of Yosef. Maybe the fifth one is when it finally comes true. Maybe that one doesn't count. But it's four kaisis of Paroi, and that's connected to four kaisis. We spoke then that the union of the Machaloim of the Saramashkin talks it. The Marsha explains that Maram is on the Geula of Klal Yisrael, so therefore the kaisis of Paroi has something to do with Geulas Mitzrayim. Rashi, of course, in Pesachim, there's a stira. On the Sadi Tetzach and Art in the Mishnah, it says, V'lo Yitzchayk Midalat Kaisis of Rashi, Dalat Kaisis connected Dalat Mishayin Yishel Geula. On the Kuf Ches, in Pesachim, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Noshem Chayobit Ba'arba Kaisis, Zog Rashi, Arba Kaisis. He quotes the other Yerushalmi, but it dropped differently. He says, can I get the three Kaisis of Paroi? He only counts the ones in the dream, not the translation of the dream. Can I get the three Kaisis? Plus one more Kais for Birchas HaMazin. There's one Kais for Birchas HaMazin. That doesn't need a remez. Besides, the one of Birchas HaMazin, there's three more, the three Kaisis of Paroi. So Rashi misquotes the Yerushalmi, he says the Yerushalmi differently, not four Kaisis. But why did he switch? Why in that Sadi test did he say the Baal of the Shinus of Geul, and then he switched? So the simplest pshat is, it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi talking over there. And that Kuf Chet, Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Noshem Chayavas Barba Kaisis. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one in the Yerushalmi, and Taka says that it's connected to Kaisis of Paroi. In the Mishnah, he goes with the Pach pshat, Rabbi Yochanan, that it's connected to the Baal of the Shinus of Geul. Kenzan is another pshat, over there, Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Noshem Chayavas. Maybe Noshem can't be Chayav after the Baal of the Shinus of Geul. We know the Noshem are not Chayav, but it's a modern. The tzad mid raisa because they're not shaykh to Eretz Yisrael. They can't say Ela Oretz Asher Nasatel on them. So who are then the Dal of the Shoinus, which leads up ultimately to the Heveisi? Maybe Noshim would be Vader. So when it says Om Rabbi Shulam Levi Noshim Chayavis over there, Bazunder, you have to go and explain that the Makor is from the Kaisis of Paroi, not from the Dal of the Shoinus of Geula. There's a steer in the Rashbam. I'm not sure what to do. The Rashbam in Pesachim Daf Tzadi Test Afin Art in the Mishnah. He says, Keneged the Dal, the Shoinus of Geula, but he says them wrong, in the wrong order. He says, Vaitseisi, Vigo'alti, Volakachti, Vitzalti. I'm not sure why he doesn't go in the Seder of the Pesukim. I'm sure if you work out the various Pshatim, what each Geula means, maybe you can come up with a Mahalach that, even though the Pesukim says a different order, but there's a Oimik to the Rashbam Seder. But that's one order, the Rashbam and Pesachim. But it's worse, the Rashbam in Baba Bach, with that Nun Ches Omid Beis, also brings down the Dal, the Shoinus of Geula. And over there he says the right order, but he skips one. He says, Vaitseisi, Vigo'alti, Vilakachti, Vehevesi. He counts Vehevesi also, he skips Vitzalti, and he counts Vehevesi. So son, the steer in the Rashbam, and also that he counts Vehevesi, and he doesn't count Vitzalti. Steer from Pesachim to Bababasu. Hakoponim, the fifth lashon we know is Vehevesi. Frek to Arachayim, HaKadosh, Gavaldi, Gishtel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavtiyach, Vehevesi, Vitzalti, Vehuli, Vehevesi. And it says even it's a Shavua. Lachain Emma Levnei Yisrael, the lashon of a Shavua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavtiyach, Vehevesi. And it didn't happen. Klal Yisrael, the entire Kamat Klal Yisrael, from the Dor HaMidbar, they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. That Dor didn't go in. Veneichem, Asher Yekum Me'achareichem. And even with the Beferish Aftocha, they Veitzi Eschem. Aftocha with a Shavua. Lochein Emor, they Veitzi Eschem. Zog Dor HaChaim HaKadosh, Gevald HaKavart. It says before the Shoinus, and before it says they Veitzi, it says, V'lakachti Eschem Li, V'yitatem Ki Ani Hashem. You're going to be Yodea Es Hashem. Yodeas Hashem means you're going to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to keep the mitzvah. You're going to be listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was a tenai. If it's going to be v'yadatem k'ani Hashem, then you're going to get the fifth lashon also, v'yadasi. But since Klal Yisrael did chatoim, So about the first four, they can't, it was Niskayim. But since they did Chatoim in the Midbar, it says, Gefelt in Viedatam, Kiani Hashem. So I bezoi, they didn't get the day base. It's not a seed, even though it was a Beferish Shmua, but it was Al-Tanai. Al-Tanai of Viedatam, Kiani Hashem. Akoponim HaKadosh Baruch tells Moshe to go be Mavasar Klal Yisrael about the Geula, and they don't want to listen. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, and then he says, Hashem sends the Pari. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hey, Bnei Yisrael, Oishamu Eilai, Ve'ech Ishmaeini Pari. So Rashi, Zeh Echad Min Asorah Kal V'Choymer Shevetayra. Made a Kal V'Choymer, Klal Yisrael, at the end of last week I came to tell Klal Yisrael of the Surah of the Geula, and they didn't listen, so Pari is going to listen. Regan Alam Aparshim, the Chayr is a Pirch on the Kal V'Choymer. Mi'ikru Dedina Kaparach, there's Mamash a Ferlach a Pirch. It says Beferish, why did the Klal Yisrael not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu? The Loi Shamu El Moshe, Mikoitza Ruach, and we avoid the Kasha. They reason they didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu is from the hard work. That doesn't apply by Pari. So what's the Kabbalah? Maybe Pari will listen to the Surah. Klal Yisrael didn't listen, it says Beferish, the reason. Mikoitza Ruach, and we avoid the Kasha. But maybe Pari will listen. There's a Pircha to the Kabbalah. So I saw Rabbi Yonis and Ibish says the Pshat. Mikoitza Ruach, and we avoid the Kasha. Avoid the Kasha doesn't mean the hard work, it means because of the avoid the Zorah. Klal Yisrael didn't listen, but like Shamuel Moshe, because they were steeped the Rhine into Avodah Zorah, to avoid the Kasha, to avoid the Zorah. So Moshe Pari himself, who is the Avodah Zorah? I'm like, oh, if Klal Yisrael didn't listen because they're fatigued in Avodah Zorah, so certainly Pari himself won't listen. But about the Pashup Shad, it says because of Avodah Kasha. A simple solution would be that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that the reason they didn't listen is because of Avodah Kasha. The Torah says so. And Moshe Rabbeinu thought, stop that they didn't listen. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Kabbalah, Pari won't listen. It's not a Shad. It says, "V'lo yishamu al Moshe mikoytze ruach me'avoy the kasha." Be'emes Hakadosh Baruch Hu beferish said they're going to have to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. So why do they only stay for 210? We spoke last week that on one hand there's a cheshbon of 400 years from Yitzchok, but on the other hand, by yemoru as chayeim kadmo va'atlo, right? By yemoru chayeim they went out earlier, 190. Kadmo va'atlo gematria 190. They went out 190 years earlier because it was harder work. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I know it's not 400 years, but you're still going to go free. Don't worry. Why? Because it was a lot of hard work. This was a shtickle tire. Zok the pasuk, V'loi Shamuel Moshe, Mikoit the Ruach V'maray the Kasha. They didn't want to listen to Moshe. They didn't accept this reasoning that they can go out early, Mikoit the Ruach V'maray the Kasha. That was the shtickle. Not that they didn't listen because they were working hard. They didn't want to hear that pilpul that it's because of the Avoy the Kasha they're going to have to get early. Zok Pari, Zok Moshe Rabbeinu, Pari Avad is not going to listen. There's a whole lot of stuff over here. The Torah goes through a whole arichas. Eila Roshe Beis Avoysam. It goes through all the Bnei Reuven, the Bnei Shimon, and the Bnei Levi. So Rashi says, since we're going to talk about Moshe and Aaron, we first start talking the yichas from the beginning. Then he brings another pshat. Since Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to all the children except for Reuven, and Shimon, and Levi, so over here he's re-miyachas Reuven, Shimon, and Levi to show that they're miyuchas. And so he took Rashi. In the Kli Yoker, there's a pshat that the Emet HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't doctor right away pick out Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for a manik. So he started looking. He looked through Reuven and he couldn't find anyone. He looked through Shimon, he couldn't find anyone. Finally, he got to Levi and he found Moshe and Aaron. It was possible. He started from the beginning. But God Lehechel, he started looking through Reuven, Shimon, until he got to Levi. Azoi Zot HaKliyokar. He's might of another pshat. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Bav Peichet, Azoi Zot HaKliyokar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dorish Ahu Galilah, Baruch Rachman and Diyav Lan Oyreitz Tlisa. Hashem gave us a triple Torah. La'am Tlisa, Al Yedei Tlisa, V'yoyim Tlisa, V'yarch Tlisa. Everything is three. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a triple Torah. Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. La'am Tlisa, an Am that's broken into three. Koyin Levi Yisrael. Al Yedei Tlisa, Moshe Rabbeinu was the third. He's the third child. V'yoyim Tlisa, on the third day of that Russia. V'yarch Tlisa, on the third month of Sivan. So everything is three. You have to know what's the oimek of this Indian of three, but Zok the Kli Yoker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to pick a Shevet that has three. Reuven has four children, and Shimon has five children. He went to Levi. Levi Taka has three children. It's another Kneich. Why it's three? Now, the Emes, one of the list of the three is Am Tlisa, either can mean Koyin Levi Yisrael, or it can mean because we come from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But then what does it mean, Al Yedei Tlisa? So Rashi says over there on Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu was Shlishi Labeth and Imoy. So Fregan the Mepharshim, it's not true. We spoke last week that Yechevet, when Amram divorced her, she got remarried to Elitzafan ben Parnok. To Elitzafan ben Parnok, and she was Moilid, Elgod and Nedo. They were brothers of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ibazoi, Yochebet, Moshe Rabbeinu was Yochebet's fifth child. Moshe Rabbeinu was not Shlishi Labetim. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Shlishi Labetim. So could be there's another pshat. I mean, other state in Rashi, after Rashi doesn't stand with that medrash. But could be there's another pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu was either three oisi ois, or he comes from Shevet Levi. Levi is the third Shevet. Which vital, which stand good over here, that it's, we went through to show that Levi is the third Shevet. Everything is in your three. So finally, when Miyakas to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now what taket of pshat, though? We spoke already, but what taket of holding in that we want to show the yichas of Moshe Rabbeinu, all our richas. Who's Moshe Rabbeinu's father and grandfather, all our richas, the yichas of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ken Zayin, the pshat is the Gemara in Chul and the Kufla on the test. The Gemara says, Moshe min atayra minayin. Famous Gemara in Chul, the Gemara says four people. Haman min atayra, Esther min atayra, Mordechai min atayra, and Moshe min atayra. Where's the remez for those four? So Zot the Gemara, Moshe min atayra minayin, where's the remez? So the Gemara, Patek in Bereshis, it says in Bereshis, B'shagom hu basar v'hayu yom of meyav v'esrim shana. And that's going on Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years. Pashup Shat, the Pasuk is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said from now on people are only going to live 120 years. But Chazal, in Chum and Akuf Lam, it's going on Moshe Rabbeinu. B'shagam hu basar. B'shagam is Gematria Moshe. That's Shana the Gemara. What's the Inyan? Shteito, Moshe Rabbeinu became the leader of Klal Yisrael. We know by a lot of different umois, the leader became so Mura Me'am that he was considered so special, so above, that they turned him into Elohus. We know that's what happens sometimes. Christianity happened, and in other dasois and in umois, that the leader, after years, they forget, oh, he came down from Shemayim, he was Bechlal, he wasn't noilet from a bus of Adam, he was noilet Ki'ilu from the Shechinah, they have all kinds of pulpun, Vidai Lameven. By Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to stel a vek, very importantly, that's not the pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu, the spitz of Klal Yisrael, over Bishagom, who Basar, he comes from a bus of Adam, V'hoi Yom of Nei Vetzim, he's a regular bus of Adam, and he lives 120. That pshat, Moshe min atayra minayin, b'shagam u'basar. That's also the pshat why the Kaddish Baruch Hu is mayrich in the Torah, that yichus of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a regular boss of Adam, he has a father, a mother, a grandfather. He didn't come down from Shemayim something. B'shagam u'basar. In Klal Yisrael, even the leader is a regular boss of Adam. And it says, when it's going through the Yichas, it says, Vayikach Aaron et Elisheva bas Aminadav achois Nachshon Elisha. Aaron married Elisheva, the sister of Nachshon. Why does it have to say the sister of Nachshon? It says, Elisheva bas Aminadav. Famous Chazal, the Gemara says, Rashi brings the Baba Basra, that Kuf Yud. A person should be boydik. When he gets married, a person should be boydik in the brothers of his wife. Yivdik Ba'achel. Because we learned in a Braitha, it's a really a Braitha, the Sechta Seiferim, the Gemara Baba Basra was down. Roiv Barnum Doimim La'achi Ha'im. The children you're going to have are going to be similar to the brothers of your wife, of the mother. Ibazoi, Achois Nachshon. He was Boidik in Achois Nachshon. The Marshal over there in Baba Basra is Meirich, that there are many other places where it says Achois, and over there Chazal didn't darshan it. It says Achois Tuval Kayin Na'amo, in the Bereshit. Over there we didn't darshan it, because you check the brothers. Zok to Marshal, over there it's not Shver, over there it didn't say who the father is. You're allowed to say who the brother is if it doesn't say who the father is. Here the shtel was, it already said Elisheva bas Aminadav, so we know who the father is. There's no reason to stress also who the sister is. There's another place it says, well this is a famous one by Yishmael, it says he got married, Esav married Machlas bas Yishmael, Achois Nevoyos. Over there though, Zatim HaShav, there's a different Indian. It's not because he checked out Yivdek Bachel. Over there, there's a famous Gemara in Megillah Daf Yizayin, we work out that Yishmael already died, that's how we work out the Chesed and how old Yaakov was, and we come to the conclusion that it must be this 14 years missing in the Chesed, must be that he was 14 years in Shem Ve'ever, and he wasn't Nenash on those 14 years, because Yosef was only missing from him for 22 years. It's a riot that God will tell him the Torah, Yosef, and he keep it up. So it says, Achois Nevoyos over there for that reason. Batikach Miriam HaNeviah Achois Aaron, over there, Grad HaChazal Du Shtel on it, even though it doesn't say who her father was, so maybe it's Bama the Seven, but over there it's going on Oz Yashir Moshe. Why did it Tafka say Achois Aaron? So over there, we Chazal on out, because she was a Nevoah when she was a Chos Aaron, the Loya Chos Moshe. Miriam had a Nevi'ah. Miriam is one of the Shiva Nevi'ahs. When was she a Nevi'ah? When she was a Ketanah. Where did it go that? The Gemara and Megillah go through each one of the Shiva Nevi'ahs when they said their Nevu'ah. Miriam's Nevu'ah was, Osir Imi Shatela Ben Sheyeshias Yisroel. When did she say that? When she was a Chos Aaron, before she was a Chos Moshe. There's another one though, and this is the Masha Shtel. It says, Rivka Bas Besu'ah Arami, Mipadan Aram Achos Lovan. Why over there does it say Achos Lovan? Zok the Marsha, over there Yitaka had Yitzhak Bachir. They gave birth to an Esav. They gave birth to a Yaakov also, but they gave birth to an Esav. And Esav is Taka Doima Lavan. Over there Yitaka also apply the rule of Roy Achim Doima Lachiyah, Roy Bonim Doima Lachiyah. So Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, we go and invite her, Mani Aksha as Leif Pari. Kodesh Baruch Hu hardened the heart of Pari and he wasn't able to give in. That's why he got all the makas. By Yichbad Hashem as Leif Pari, Teske Seder. L'chayr, the Mepharshim talk about, what's the pshat? Everyone has Bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka took away the Bechira of Pari L'gamri. So there's various pshat that I saw, the Mahalot, the Chafetz Chaim learns, he didn't completely take away the Bechira. But the Emes, the Gemara says, in Kedushin, Yitzvay Shal Adam is Gabar Olav B'chol Yoyim, the Yitzhar is very strong on us, the Moli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei Layochol, without Hashem's help, we wouldn't be able to win the Yitzhar. So the Vayichbar Hashem as Leif Pari is that he didn't give him that extra siyat of the Shmaya. He didn't harden his heart. Pari still had Bechira. But the Gemara says, but you're the Bechira alone, Yitaka stuck in the Eight Sahara. Yitaka stuck in the Eight Sahara. Only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Siyat HaDishmaya, El Mali HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ezra Ein Yochloi, the Vayichbad Hashem Ezlei Parah is that Knech of Siyat HaDishmaya, that he didn't get. Of a Bechira he biter had. There's another Mahalat they say from Itzel of Elojiner. He said the Emes, I don't know if he spelled it too, but the famous Rambam, that if you give a person klep enough, and until he says Roitzani, the klep that you give him, when you beat him up, then that taka becomes his rotten. When you get enough makos, you try to get convinced and you change your ways. The Vayichbar Hashem is like Pari is not going on the etzem bechira. Hashem gave him koyach to withstand all the makos. A person, normal person in the situation of getting the makos after a certain amount of the makos would have been nichna. Taki would have been nichna. The Vayichbar is that he gave him the power and the koyach to withstand the makos and kisei to get more and more punishment. So you go through the makas we have in this parsha, the first seven makas. The makas of Dan, the famous mashal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first makas that he gave, he was makas the Elohus of the Mitzrayim. The Nilus was the, they were mishtachavet to the Nilus. And it's partially because the Mitzrayim believed in Teva, and the Nilus was their source. They didn't have Geshem. The source of everything of the Teva was from the Nilus. That, for them, that was Elohus. So why did Hashem hit that? The famous mashal, someone does something wrong, a kid does something wrong, so someone starts hitting him because he did something wrong. And the kid starts running to his father. He says, no, you think you're going to run to your father? I'm going to tell him what you did. He's going to give you more klep. So as we're showing you, we're getting a market. Don't think you can go run to your other house. He's goofa going to give you the klep. The dam is going to be coming from the Nilus Alein. There's no escape from it. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, they do a dam and Tzvardeya, Moshe and Aaron. And it says, Vayasu kein chartumim Mitzrayim belateim. The chartumim, the Mitzrayim also did it. We know until Kenan, by Kenan they say, we'll explain, et belikimi. But until Kenan, they said, we could also do it, Nishkin Kunz, we could also do it. Now, there's a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Samach Zayin. There are three times that it says, Vayasu kein chartumim Mitzrayim. By Dan Mitzvadeya, and then by Kenan, they tried, it didn't work. But also by the Tanin. Earlier, when Moshe Rabbeinu turned the Mate into a Tanin, also, Vayasu kein chartumim Mitzrayim, they also made it into a Nochash. The Mate turned into a Nochash. Now, there's a difference. By the Tanin it says, Vayasu kein chatumim Mitzrayim bilahatehem. Lahat. And by the Machat it says, Vayasu kein bilatehem. Not lahatehem, lamtes. By Tanin it says, by the Nochash, by the Machat it says, lahatehem. And the other places, by the Machat it says, latehem. What's the difference between a lahat and lat? These magicians. This is real magic. It's not a sleight of hand, right? But the difference between latehem and lahatehem. Zokti Gemara said, Hedron, what's the chilik? Zokti Gemara. Latayim is shaden. Lahatayim is kshofen. There's a difference between shaden and kshofen. Now it's interesting, that's Rashi's girsa. The Oruch has exactly the opposite girsa. Latayim is kshofen. Lahatayim is shaden. You have to work out each sheet, it means something else. I want to work out Rashi's sheet in the base. A lady has an arichas to explain Rashi's sheet. Again, you have to work out the Oruch separately. But we'll go with Rashi. That by the Tanin, by the Nochash, when he turned the stick into the Nochash, he used latayim, he used shaden. I'm sorry, he used Kishishis. And by the market, Dan Tzvadei Kenan, they use Shaden. So the Beis Halevi explains like this. Kishis means it's a kind of magic that you turn something into something else, but it's fake. It's not real. It's only Dimyon. Really, it's this original thing. It looks, feel, you touch it. It looks, in Bidimyon, it looks like a something else. But really, in essence, it's the same thing. Shaden is that you push it, Magrim Mimokam Lamokam. The kids are a magician by the Chartumim, they can't create something by emes. They have two options. They could do kishif. Kishif means that they will turn it into something else, the Dimyon. Shaden means that they bring it from one place to another place. By the stick, they turned it into a nachash. They did kishuv. In Dinyan, it looked like a nachash. It really wasn't a nachash. It stayed a stick. It looked like a nachash. Felt like a nachash. It was kishuv. In Dinyan, it looked like a nachash. Now, there's a few rules here in kishuv and shadim, and here you have to know the rules. Kishuv is only Dinyan. It's not real. It won't work in water. In water, the thing will turn back into the original stick. So by the stick, it's not a problem. They turned the stick into a nachash. It looked like a nachash. They did kishuv. So they did with lahateya, they did with kishuv. By the dominant tzradeya, we're dealing with the water. They hit the water. In water, it won't work. In water, kishuv doesn't work. It will look it will turn into its original state. So how do they do dam and tzradeya? They have to do shadim. What does shadim mean? They bring it from somewhere else. They brought blood from somewhere else. I don't know from where, but they brought blood from somewhere else. They brought tzradeya from somewhere else. And it was real tzradeya. They just transferred them. They moved them from somewhere else. And they used shadim. They couldn't use kishuv. Because kishuv won't work in water. Now they came to Kenim. And by Kenim they gave up. They said, et bele kimi. Why? So Chazal say, because by Kenim they couldn't use shadim. Why not? Ein hashadim shoylet al briya pachs mikisa oira. When you do it with shadim, that you bring it from one place to the other place, you can't do it on something that's smaller than a sa'ira. And the Kenim was smaller than a sa'ira. As I look to Gemara, Fred the Marsha, so why didn't they do kishuv? The Kenim is not in water. Dan and Fardeya is water, so they couldn't do kishuv. By Kenim, they couldn't do shadim, because shadim is not on something smaller than a sa'ira. But let them do kishuv. Let them make it look like Kenim. So the Marsha asked the Kasha, Zok the Marsha, kishuv doesn't work on all things. This thing of Dimyan, you have to know the rule. But Avada can't work for everything, because otherwise you can make a whole world. And that in Dimyan. And that Avada they can't do. So kishuv is anyways limited. So they try to do it with shadim, and shadim didn't work on less than a sa'ira. Frektim Arshah said, fine. He said, et velikimu. Then it came to Arif. Why didn't they do Arif? So Zokhtim Arshah, kishuv they didn't do, like I just said, Zokhtim Arshah. Kishuv doesn't work on everything. But why didn't they use shadim? You can bring the animal from somewhere else. Shadim is bigger than a sa'ira. So use shadim. So the Marsha said, in a chanami they could have. But since after Kenim they already were agreed, et velikimu, they realized that there's something here, not kishuv, not shadim, this is a third option. The fact that Arif they could do it with shadim, then there's no purpose for doing that anymore. Actually, they didn't want to get bitten either. They're bringing more tzara to Aber. The Marsha says because they already were disproven. But the Igor shtel that we had a shtel on is why by Kenim in a chanami they couldn't do shadim because it's not shoyled on a bri apokas. But why didn't they do kishuv? So the Marsha says because kishuv you can't, it doesn't work for everyone. The Daskeni Bali Toysis and the Chizkuni also ask the Kasha. They also ask, very nice, they can't do Shadim, but let them do Kishuv. Let them make Bedimian, let them make the Kenim. Zot the Chizkuni. Kishuv could only work, another rule. Kishuv could only work if you're standing on the ground. If there's a Chatzitza between you and the ground, you can't do Kishuv. And since Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron already made the whole ground of the Mitzrayim into Kenim, so they weren't standing on the ground, they were standing on Kenim. So there was a hefzik. So shadim they couldn't do because it's too small. Ain't Briya Shoilet, ain't Shadim Shoilet, al Briya Pachim Kisoilet. Why didn't they do kishuv? Because kishuv only works when you're standing on the ground. And they weren't standing on the ground because there was a kafitha of Kenim. So they couldn't do kishuv. That's the terrace of the Chizkuni. Frepta Chakasha, Toilam's only Cheshbin, Frepta Chakasha. So why did they say Etzbelekimi? When Moshe Rabbeinu did the Kenim, they were standing on the ground. Afterwards, they turned into Kenim. But maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did it with kishuv. What are they giving up? They say, oh, Etzbelekimu. Avada, they can't do it anymore. They're stuck. Shadim, it's too small. Kishuv, they're not standing on the ground. But what's the right that Moshe Rabbeinu did it? Etzbelekimu. Shadim, it can't be because it's too small. But maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did do kishuv. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did do kishuv. Then, at that point, they were still standing on the ground. So why did they give up Etzbelekimu? So I heard a teretz from Rav Yitzchak Soloveitchik, he said that they poured water on it. Doesn't say it anywhere, but he said they poured water on it. And they saw that it didn't turn back into dirt. So they saw it wasn't kishuv. Kishuv is only dimyan, and water it goes back to the original state. So they saw it wasn't kishuv. So they, I was like, Esfalikim. I went to the Chazor teretz. I don't answer how Cheshmo me. But can I answer teretz? Kishuv doesn't work if you're not standing on the ground. Why weren't they standing on the ground? Because there was Kenan. But one second, if this Kenim was done by kishuv, it's not really Kenim. It's only Bedimian. Really, it's still dirt. standing on the ground. So why can't they do kishuv? I have a the dream said, something is wrong over here. They tried to do shaydin, it didn't go because it was too small. They tried to do kishuv and they have to know they're not standing to the ground. Why aren't they on the ground? Because it's kinim there. It's only fake kinim, it's kishuv. So they said, one second, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do here? This is not kinim of kishuv, because then we would be standing on the ground still. It's not, it's fake, it's only dimyan. Elamite shaydim is too small. This verse is geboit on a hanocha that the yisoy, that kishuv will not work if there's a chatzitza. Only a real chatzitza, a dimyan that chatzitza, something that's really dirt, just it looks and feels and touches like kinim, but it's only dimyan, would not be a chatzitza. I was like, can't find that was the cheshen that the Mitzrayim gave up. They said, it's belly kimmy. Yes. Now we know that each makkah was for 7 days. You have to work out the cheshen, and in between there was a month, and that's why the Mishnah says in Ignis that it took a whole year. But we'll have to work that out afterwards. We'll see the cheshen of the makkahs. Moving along, we go to Tzvardeya. It says, Tzvardim b'tanurecho v'mesharisecha, that the Tzvardim even went into the Tanur. Same as Gemara Pesachim that Nun Gimel, Ezu Doris Tudis Ishroini. Ma ro Hanani Mishal Vazaria Shemotsu Atna Kadush Hashem. Why did Hanani Mishal Vazaria be Moitzer Nefer that they didn't bow down to the Selim of Nebuchadnezzar? They made a Kalvachoyma from the Tzvardim. Ma the Tzvardim that are not Mitzuvan Kiddush Hashem, they were Moitzer Nefer and they jumped into the oven. Onu that were Mitzuvan on Kiddush Hashem, Allah has come of a come. Fred the Kakasha, Rashi, Afanor asked the Kasha, but everyone asked the Kasha. Why do you need a Kalvachoyma? Of course the Mechoyt to be Moitzer Nefer. First of all, Tavoy de Zora. No, actually Rashi doesn't have the Kasha. Rashi just says, I'm sorry, etc. Rashi says, why do they need to learn it out from a Kal B'chayman? Because otherwise it says B'chay Ben. Had they not learned out a Kal B'chayman from the Tzvardim, the Rashi up in order himself in the first, they would not have been Moitzer Nefesh, because it says B'chay Ben. And since it says B'chay Ben, they not have any Moitzer Nefesh. But they learned a special Kal B'chayman from the Tzvardim. Frektim Ashoah, I'm sorry, not Rashi. Rashi says B'chay Ben. Frektim Ashoah, two Kashas. First of all, there's a kasha here. It's Avoy Dezor. Avoy Dezor is Yarg Vayav. So you don't need a Kabbalah from the Tzvardei. It's Yarg Vayav, Avoy Dezor. And also it was Farhesia. Farhesia, we know. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Farhesia, you can be Moitzer Nefesh on anything. Kiddush Hashem, the Mitzvah says Kiddush Hashem when it's Farhesia. You have to give in. So Tais is already much on the kasha. Tais is up in art. Tais is only asked from Farhesia, interestingly. Tais doesn't ask from Avoy Dezor. Tais only asked from Farhesia. What does Taisa say? Empty Taisa B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam? That Nebuchadnezzar's Selim was not an Avoy Dezor at all. It was found as an Antarto, a statue that he made L'Chvoidon. As a statue, as they have it all over. Statues that represent something. But it wasn't Avoy Dezor. It was like the Taka shouldn't have been Moshe Nefesh. It wasn't Avoy Dezor. There it is. Apple picking. They learned the Kalvachoymer from the Tzvardei that they should be Moshe Nefesh anyways. That's Rabbeinu Tam should. The reason is a different terrorist. Why didn't they run away? You're right that they were Chuyah to be Moshe Nefesh. But what they learned that from this Friday is that they should have ran away. And they learned that not to run away. Yeah. So we have three Mahalkim. Rashi Kipshutai said they needed to run out of Kavachayim from this Friday because it's not B'chayim. And about it's Bidr Shver. What happened to Avoy Dezorah? What happened to Farhesian? So the Rashi answers, it's not Shver. Avoy Dezorah, there's a man Yomer that you don't have to be Moshe Nefesh for Avoy Dezorah. It's a Machlokes Tanoim in Sanhedrin. So we'll go like the other man Yomer. That Avoy Dezorah, you're not Machlokes to be Moshe Nefesh. And what is that Farhesian? He says, who says it was 10 Yidden? Farhesian has to be 10 Yidden, 10 Kosher Yidden. 10 Yidden. Who says there was 10 yidden there? There was a lot of people watching this summer, but who says there was 10 yidden? That's Rashi. Taita says Rabbeinu Tam that it wasn't Avoy Dezorah B'chlal. So why would they Moitzer Nefesh? A new limud. Kalvachayim from the Tzvardeya. Is that the halacha? Everyone knows the famous Rambam and Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah that the din of Yared Val Yavar is only by the Gimel of Eretz Chamuris. By the other mitzvahs, the din is Fakeret. Yavar Ba'al Yehorik. And the Rambam writes, if you're Ovar, Vinerad for a different Aveira? Interesting. Lashon HaRezan is Chayiv Benasha. If a guy for a different Aveira was Moshe Nefesh and he got himself killed, HaRezan is Chayiv Benasha. He's Chayiv Misi. He's dead already, but he's Chayiv Misi. So Shteita Machlokes Rishonim. And twice this practice, what she taught me, twice in Avoy Dezorah also holds, Daf Chav Zayin, that you're allowed to be Moshe Nefesh if you want L'Chachumra for any Aveira. The Rishonim talk about this. Some say it makes a Chilik if it was Taka Adam Godel that's going to make a big Kiddush Hashem or not. There's Gedorim to this. But it's interesting, Machlokes. But you have to remember, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that's what the sugi is about. Hanani, Mishol, Vazari, we're bowing down, or we're not bowing down, not to one Avoy Dezorah. It was Tam as they fell on Darta the Chvoid HaMelech. But even on that, they wanted to make a special together to be Moshe Nefesh, even for such as a. That's what comes down according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Batal, Atvardei, Vatachat, Eretz Mitzrayim, and covered the whole Mitzrayim. There's a medrash that brings down that there was a machloikis between Mitzrayim and Kush. the neighboring countries where the borders were. Big machlokes for years, for hundreds of years, there was the machlokes where the borders were. Until the Makkah Tfardeya. By the Makkah Tfardeya, since it said, but the Chatas Eretz Mitzrayim, the Tfardeya covered the whole Eretz Mitzrayim. It's a din, yeah? Like in Brisk, it's a din. But the Chatas Eretz Mitzrayim, it went exactly till the border. I was like, that was the Achra to the machlokes about the Gevul. There was no more fight about the Gevul. There's another medrash that says, for hundreds of years there was a fight between Mitzrayim and Kush. Not hundreds of years, but there was a big machlokes between Mitzrayim and Kush, where the border is. Until the Mark of Arba, by the Mark of Arba, since it says the Mark of Arba was on the whole Eretz Mitzrayim, so then they knew where the border is. So L'chayr is the Pella, what do you need the Mark of Arba? It's already in this bar, the Machloikis, the Bikuach, the Gabi, the Mark of Fadeh. Because the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perak, in Capital Kuf Hei, goes through the Markus. And over there it says, Vayach Gatna Musa Einosam, Vayashaber Eitz Gevulam. The burrows came flying down, and it's Vayashaber Eitz Gevulam. Can't say Eitz Gevulam means the wood of the borders. After the Makkah were there, they built the borders. But then burrows came down, Vayach Eitz Gevulam, Vayashaber Eitz Gevulam. So they needed the Arab again to be Machriya, where the borders are. Yeah, Batala Tfardeya, the Gemara brings various chut, and it says Tfardeya Lashon Yochid. The Gemara says either one came out and it called out to all its other ones. The Gemara has various pshatim. There's a medrash that brings down, not in the Gemara. The Gemara had like three full pshatim, but not this pshat, that the Mitzrayim kept on hitting the frog, and it kept on breaking more and more when they hit it. As I say, just in Gemara. Gemara at the Sanhedrin said under pshat. The parts from the Stifler and Berchus Peretz, he's Medayik, the Mitzrayim, like this medrash, are watching that it comes. Every time they hit it, there's more Tfardeya. So why are they hitting it? He says, you see, this is the Midot Kas. Right now they're angry, they want to get rid of it, they keep on hitting. I see it's going the raw sum, it keep on getting more punished. Is that once you're ever going to move with your kas, you don't go with seichel. But here, kinam ba'odom of abehema, there was kinam ba'odom of abehema, the me'amloy is right. Ba'odom, the kinam ba'odom is yisroi de me'offer. Right? All the offer turned into kinam. The flesh of the people also turned into kinam. But here, kinam ba'odom, the mensch alein, it's like nefach gevar, it's a kinam. By the oroi, it says, v'gam ha'adom ashahim alea, the animals came together with their dirt. Some of them, of course, say because certain animals are only wild when they're in their own habitat. If they're not in their own natural habitat, the Gemara like that, an Erevin, that some Chalif, that if a Kelev is not going to bark if he's not in his normal situation. So it had to come with the Adama. The Goy says another shot. He says there's a Chaya called Yudoini. This Yudoini, it's in between a plant and a Chaya. It grows from the ground. It's attached with a pipe to the ground, but it eats people. It eats animals. I don't know what it is. It's a chaya that on one hand is attached to the ground. So by Arik, all the animals came. Also the yidoini. So it's v'gam ha'adoma asher hemalev. And the emphasis makayrus to this in Mishnayis, in the Mishnah Klayim, Mishnah Perikhes, Mishnah Hay, it gives a list of animals there. It says adne hasoda. So the Barzunur says adne hasoda is the yidoini, which is we know it's mechuber tiburay v'chevel hayaitim in aris v'tzuras oitzuras adam. The parts of your dying are a glime, looks like a person. The ankle barrier, Rashay Lakarivela, Kihuhari the Torah. If you go near it, it eats you, it kills you. So the only way to kill it is to shoot arrows to its tibor, to the pipe that's attaching to the ground. The Boyaz asks, so how come we don't have these nowadays anymore? So he says it's extinct. In the Yochin of Boyaz, in the Yochin, he brings down Avni, I saw there's a different shot. He says it's going on, I don't know how to pronounce it, orangutan. And he says this is a Koyf Gobble that you find it in Africa, and it looks very much like a person. You could even teach it to wear clothes, and be choitiv etzim and shoyiv mayim, and even eat by a table, v'sakim v'mazlig. Interesting. Over the Marek Bar Tanura learns that it's going on this yidoini, this kind of bria that is attached to the ground. There's another pshat, I think the Goyin also says it, in earlier in Bereshit we have, it says, Yaakov ishtav yoshev ha'olim, v'etzav ish, he was a man that knew how to hunt and a man of the field. The Goyim says it's one word, it's one thing. Ish yodeyat sayat ish sada. He knew how to capture the ish sada. Ish sada is the yodayni. Esav was yodeyat sayat. He knew how to hunt the ish sada. He knew, it's not easy how to kill it. He knew how to kill the yodayni, the ish sada. Yeah, in Tehillim, there's two kapitlach that talk about the Makkos. In kapitel Ayin Ches, it goes through the Makkos. And also in Kapitel Kuf Hei. The problem is, in both of them, it says in the wrong order. It says in Kapitel Kuf Hei, it says, Omar Vayobay Oroi, Kinam Bechol Gvulam. First Oroi and then Kinam. In Kapitel Ayin Ches it says, Yishalach Mem Oroi Vyoichlem, Vitzvardeya Vatashchisa. First Oroi and then Vitzvardeya. It's going in the wrong order. So the Dubna Magid says a pshat. Gives it with a whole muscle. But he says a pshat that by Oroi came all the animals, came Tzvardeya also. Tzvardeya came twice. Besides when it came by Tzvardeya, the Tzvardeya came by Oroi again. He gives the marshal, a very rich person, had made a chasn, he made sheva brachas every night, and every night he invited a different group of people. The first night was for the Tamid Chachamim of the city. The next night was for the Askonim. The next night was for the Aniyim. And it was Mamash Masudah, you had to come with a ticket, which guest, which night you're coming. And one of the waiters comes over to someone and says, I saw you here 2 nights ago, what are you doing here now? He said, yeah, I'm in a Tamid Chachamim, and I said, Anoni, Chab Tzvedin. Mendo Yedda, Anoni, Chab Tzvedin. He says, it says in the Pasuk of Zilin, the Tzvardeya, that it's saying the second time, it doesn't mean Vamakas Tzvardeya. It's the Tzvardeya from Makas Kinam, from Makas Oreis. Efshim ikan da zogan at Makas Kinam also, I'm not sure. He says that on the Tzvardeya, Efshim on Kinam, Oreis ikan zogan der Teret, because it's twice in the Kapitla that it's a stira. It says by the Makas of Deber, mi mikni Yisrael oi meis ad echad, and there's a stira in Sukkim. In Pasuk Vav it says, umi mikni b'nei Yisrael loi meis echad, no one died. And in Pasuk Zayin it says, vihini loi meis mikni Yisrael ad echad. That one did die, and that's why Pari Gate didn't give in, because he's one guy did die. What's the stira? One time no one died. Man of Shach. So the going says it's going on Shloimis Bas Dibri, on the Megadeth. The Megadeth was a son, Ben Ishi Israelis Ish Mitzri. His mother was a Yid, and his father was a Mitzri. Before Matan Torah, the Emethi has a din of a goy, because he goes Basu his father. So his Mikna did die. But Pari didn't know that. Pari thought since his mother's Jewish, he had a din of a Yid. And the Pari said, oh, like make Yisrael ad echad, one guy did. Because it's that guy, his father is a Mitzri, and his mother is the Israelis. There's another pshat from Rabbi Shaul Leib Diskin, this is a ganz chesh, no, that's al-kaf, I'll say just the tamsis. In Mitzrayim, there was a din, you had to give taxes, arnuna. Arnuna was for every 10 behemoths you own, you have to give one behemoth to Pari. If you have 40 animals, 4 of them belong to Pari. You have 80 animals, 8 of them belong to Pari. If you have 56 animals, 5 of them belong to Pari. You only have to give if you have a full round to the nearest 10. So the guy that they had 40 animals, 4 of them would die. I'm sorry, the guy has exactly 40 animals, 4 of them would go to Pari. So really, Essence only has 36. If one of them would die, he only has 39, and they have to give 3 to Pari. He might have 36. So anyone who has a big flock of sheep, but if he has the amount that he has is rounded to the nearest 10, so one of them would die. It's not on his cheshbon, it's on Pari's cheshbon. If a guy has any other amount, the number 56, 82, 97, not rounded to the 10, so if one of them dies, it's on his cheshbon. If the guy is 97 or 91, either way, he has to give 9 to Pari. That one dies, he might have to give 9 to Pari. He lost one. But someone who has exactly rounded to the 10, if one animal will die, it's not on his cheshbon pasha. If he has 40, he has to divide and give 4 to Pari. One of them dies, he has to give 1 to... He has 40, he has to give 4 to Pari, he has 36. He has 39, he has to give 3 to Pari. How much does he have left? Divide to 36. The one that dies is on Pari's cheshbon. So that's the steer. If anyone who owned up to round it to the 10, then the din was that one of them died. Loi meis ad echa. If he didn't have round it to the 10, then it was Loi meis echa, then it didn't die b'chlal. It's more, I'm going to explain.